You are listening to the Gate 7 International Podcast, a podcast connecting Olympiacos fans from Melbourne to Baltimore, from London to Piraeus. We are four Olympiacos fans from every corner of the world, bringing you news and interviews of the team you love in English. With new episodes twice a week, you'll never lose the latest updates and stories of the team you love. This is our team, our city, and our land. Me Oniro Trello. You're listening to the Gate 7 International Podcast.
What's happening, guys? We're Gate 7 International, your number one English source for all things Olympiacos. We're back for another one, this time bringing you the latest transfer news after our lackluster performance yesterday against Panathinaikos in the Derby of Eternal Enemies, ended in a 0-0 bore draw. There is movement in the Olympiacos camp since the morning, and the names that are coming up are João Carvalho. He's been in and out of the transfer rumours and stories the last few seasons. And Vasilis Zagaritis, former Panathinaikos left-back, is also gaining some traction in terms of covering that left-back position together with Oleg Rybchuk. We've got a special guest with us today from the Nottingham Forest camp, a big fan of Nottingham Forest that we've spoken to in the past before. But before we get into that, please don't forget to like and subscribe. Make sure you always get your regular Olympiacos updates from Gate 7 International. We go live after matches. We do previews for European games. We organise interviews like the one today. So hit that subscribe button. Make sure you don't miss the next episode of Gate 7 International, your international home for the red and white legend, by the fans, for the fans, Thrillos Padu. Now, getting into this nitty-gritty, there are fresh links for João Carvalho to join Olympiacos. Again, he's a player that's been linked with the club before, plays as a creative midfielder, number 10 or deep-lying number 8. Nottingham Forest fans are going to tell us more about him. Perhaps what we're looking for, the creativity being severely lacking in the last few games. Zero shots on target yesterday. We don't know what state Fortunis is going to return in when he does come back in February. Aguibu Camara is away at AFCON, the African Cup of Nations, until the end of the month. He also has an ankle injury that the Guinea team said would keep him out for 2 to 3 weeks. That needs to be confirmed when he comes back. So there is a big gap in that number 10 position. We've been severely lacking creativity. Could João Carvalho be the one to solve our creative problems in the middle of the park? Now, the story started this morning with Kostas Nikolakopoulos writing in the popular Olympiacos daily, Kokinos Protathlitis, that Olympiacos were looking into João Carvalho again, and Vasilis Zagaritis was turning up to be the number one option now for left-back cover. So from our own sources, from the UK, we have learned today, again, from our sources, that this is a done deal for Carvalho, and that we should have already learned news about this today, but he is expected to sign by the end of this week. So Monday today, by Sunday, according to our sources, he should be in Athens to sign for the club. Now, without further ado, I'm going to bring on our special guest, Mr. Dor.
Hello.
How you doing, man?
I'm not too bad, man. Good to be back on this channel. Talk about the Mighty Forest. Your big brother club.
Yeah, man. It's good to talk again. I think last time we spoke was when you signed Mohamed Dreger.
But oh, don't talk about it. For you. He's not even played. You know, we don't know where he is. I don't know where he is. He's not played one game for us.
Is he playing in the under-23s, like with the reserves or what?
He's played one game. One game for the under-23s, and nowhere to be seen. But
okay.
I don't know. And it wasn't even, like, he played 60 minutes and it was his first game, rusty and all that, but nah. We're not seeing him. I know he's on international duty, on that. So, but
he's gone off with Tunisia to AFCON
again, okay. Again. So, yeah, we're not seeing him at all.
So he is in fact alive. Then
he is alive, but nowhere to be seen on the pitch.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, I can tell you that Olympiacos fans have been following the developments at Nottingham closely. Like you said, there is a brotherly relationship there, and I'm personally very happy to see you guys starting to turn it around with this new coach that came in. Seems to be doing a hell of a lot better than what was it, the old Tottenham coach that you had? Was it Chris Hughton?
Yeah.
So very glad to see you guys are turning it around. I see Marinakis' son Miltiadis is posting a lot on social media as well recently. What was it? The against Arsenal, you guys turned into Olympiacos. Every time that Arsenal play against the team that's owned by Vangelis Marinakis, they have some upsets. So, you know, there was a good bit of banter about that in Greece. I can tell
is
you,
there?
That, sure, mate, there was a lot of banter when you guys knocked out Arsenal.
Wow. Wow. Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable.
But I will ask you some questions about, you know, how you guys are doing and, you know, how happy you are with things going on and, you know, the promises that were made. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. But, of course, yeah. I want to ask you about João Carvalho. What are your thoughts? I looked at his stats this morning, this season, and I saw a player that's played 8 games for you this season, 2 90-minute games, one of those against Bradford in the EFL where he scored 2 goals, a third appearance as a starter where he came off in the 45th minute against Derby, and then the rest as, you know, kind of cameo subs where he didn't do anything, 0 goals, 0 assists. And I know that we're talking about a player that came from Benfica, highly tipped, you know, like a technically gifted, diminutive, like attacking midfielder. What happens? Like, what's happened to him?
Where can I start? Like I said, he played a full 90 minutes against Bradford, and he scored 2. And he played all right. He wasn't fantastic, but he played all right. Then he played against Derby. He started. And then got took off second half because he just wasn't in the game. And when you got a player like with João Carvalho, to think what he does, he makes things happen, he sets goals up, and he make 1 or 2 goals. But it's just not been him. It's just not been him all season. And like I said, he's made 2 cameo appearances off the bench, and he's not done nothing. As Forest fans, we want any player to play good. Because like, I know he's got this £30 million price tag on him from Benfica, but he hasn't done no. And it's just a bit disappointing on, like I said, with Steve could come in. Like, every Forest player's stepped up. But João Carvalho, like I said, he's made 2 appearances, but it's just not been him. He's just not got a star at all for us. But is it sad? Not really. For me, opinion, like, some Forest fans will be sad, especially the young generation. But for me, he just hasn't worked out for me at all. So, am I surprised he's been linked with you lot? Not really. So, it is what it is. Like, I think it's time to go for João Carvalho.
You know, it's a transfer story that's done the rounds a couple of, I think, you know, definitely last summer, the summer before that, maybe even the January transfer window before this one. The name always pops up. And I think it was close to happening, was it last year or in the summer, but he didn't want to come. And he ended up at Malaga, I think, playing in the second division in Spain. Again, I looked at his numbers.
Was it Almeria? No, Almeria he went to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, Almeria. So he went to Segunda Division in Spain. His numbers weren't great. Now he's back at Forest. And I think this time it's different in a sense that, you know, a lot of people are asking the question, is this still happening so that we can help Carvalho? Or is this still happening so that Carvalho can help Olympiacos? Because Olympiacos have a need in that position, like I was saying earlier. And I think the answer to that question is it's a bit of both. And that's why I think this is going to happen. And I do believe that our source is, of course, very credible, telling us that this signing will go through this week. I think, you know, if you look at it both ways from the perspective of the player and the club, it's kind of a win-win this time. So I expect that this time is going to be different. He'll come over. In terms of the formation that you guys play, I mean, we're talking about a player that, as far as I know, he's really like a number 10. He likes to play a free role behind the striker. Yeah. He likes to drift, you know, wherever he wants to, you know, get close to the ball, get in on the action and make things happen, like you said. So, you know, have you been playing that formation this year? It's been more of a 4-4-2 you guys play, if I'm not mistaken. So does he not fit into your system?
Like when Steve Cooper come in, like we started with 3-5-2. Then we sometimes can play 4-2-3-1. But as you mentioned, like Carvalho, he's at number 10, and he's just not been playing in that role. Like he'll come off the bench, and I'll mention he played against, I think it was Hull, and that, and you expect, like when you're winning, when you're on top of the game, you expect Carvalho to do something. Like, defensive-wise, especially against Hull, like, people don't expect him to do defensive work. But he did okay. Mm-hmm. But going forward, that's what Forest fans want. We want him to see creative football. Make something happen. Because that's what he does. He makes something happen. And he hasn't done it. And that's what... And I'll mention another Olympiacos player, Cafu, that we've got at Forest. And he's done, like, Cafu is not on number 10.
Yeah.
And he's done more work than Carvalho in that role.
Yeah.
So that's why I think, like, for myself, I'm not talking for half of Forest fans because they'll say different things about Joe. He just hasn't done it in that role for us. And, like, it's just, like, we don't want to be disrespectful to the player because he's in a Forest badge. But,
yeah.
Him going to Olympiacos, is it because I personally think we need players for ourselves to balance the books. So if you look at it, he's just going there just to you can say you know what I'm going to say.
Balance
the books, and that's how it is. I'm being honest and truthful, but he's been linked with Olympiacos so many times, hasn't he? Like you mentioned, he didn't want to go to Olympiacos last season. You had was it Thiago? You had Thiago Silva, like I think it was like, and yeah, do you think it'll work at Olympiacos? I personally don't think it will, and that's me, because as you mentioned, he went to Amiri last season, and that didn't work out for him. So I really don't know. Like, I hope he does. He's a nice guy off the pitch. But on the pitch, he hasn't done nothing. And that's me being honest.
You mentioned Thiago Silva. And I think remember talking to you and other Forest fans last year. And I remember Forest fans being pretty pissed about this. Like, you know, Thiago being seen as a decent, like, squad player by Forest. And at Olympiacos, I have to say that I don't think he ever got a proper run in the team. Consecutive games, but I mean he left in the summer, I think, pretty much for a free, and went to Guimarães. Haven't followed him since then, but what would you say are the comparisons or, like, the differences between Thiago and João Carvalho? I always imagined, like, Thiago Silva as being like a number eight, like a clear kind of central midfield player that needed some more strong presence around him, but that someone who was quite nippy, like low center of gravity, can get the ball forward, decent technique. How are they similar and how are they different?
When Thiago Silva, when he played under Sabri Limucci, people assumed Thiago Silva was at number 10. Like you just mentioned, he played you play alongside a defensive midfielder. If you play that 4-2-3-1. Silva, like, if I remember, he scored 4 goals and 4 assists in that whole season. Gian Carvalho, I don't think he scored one. Like, he got injured. Gian Carvalho got injured at the start of the season in a friendly. And because he got injured, Thiago Silva played as more of a number 10 role. And he got game time. Loads of game time. And would I compare them two together? When it comes to technical-wise, Gian Carvalho, I think, is ahead of Silva. But if you see it, was I upset when Silva left? Not really, because he wanted to leave Nottingham.
Yeah.
He wanted to leave Nottingham to go to Greece. So I wasn't cheesed off of it. Like, don't get me wrong, Silva will do some assists and all that, but Gian Carvalho is a little bit in front of Silva, but comparing both of them, Carvalho is a little bit in front of him. I don't know, but it is what it is, babe. But yeah.
It's interesting you mentioned the numbers, though. I mean, you're saying 4 goals and 4 assists in the championship for a Portuguese player is not bad. But Carvalho's numbers not being as good as Thiago's, and Thiago being a flop at Olympiacos. I don't know. Don't get me wrong,
because when Gian Carvalho came to Forest the first season under Anto Cuanquio, he was fantastic as at number 10. It was him, and he had a good link up with our main striker, Lewis Grubbin. He was fantastic, setting goals up, entertaining the Forest fans, and that. And like I said, I mentioned when he got injured under Sabin Lumucci, it was a bad injury. And since then, he's just not been the Gian Carvalho as Forest fans know. And when you've got a 30 million club, it's a club transfer record. There's going to be pressure on to be successful at the club, but it's just not been him at all, and it's a shame. It's a shame that it's got to happen. And but I'm personally being polite towards him, and that's my opinion. It's true, because I can detect
that.
Yeah, I'm being polite. If you're looking at this, Forest fans watching this, and they'll just say, "Dor, you're being nice to him," because He just wasn't. I mentioned that there's a comment about Forrest. Thiago Silva was more of a tough battler to Gian Carvalho. Gian Carvalho is not a person that can bully someone in that midfield, and that's what Forrest fans were frustrated with him, because we mentioned about Gian Carvalho. He's a kind of a player that can play fantastic when there's no pressure, if you know what I mean. So.
That's interesting, because, I mean, we're talking about a high-pressure club like Olympiacos, where you're expected to win every single game in every single competition, week in, week out. Mm. The more I listen to you, the more it sounds like it's a player that, if you look at it from a football manager kind of perspective, he's got fantastic attributes from a technical perspective, and then when you look at mental attributes and work rate determination, they're below 10. Well, that's what it sounds like to me.
This is why I wanted Dez on. I don't know where Dez is, because Dez will say the brutal honest about it. Because I said, there's so was that like when Gian Carvalho, everyone thought, yes, 30 million man can play, because as Forest fans, we wanted that number 10. And when we heard from Benfica, yes, he's gonna be a fantastic player. But all around, if you look at it, it's just been a waste of space. And right now, with Forest playing fantastic under Steve Cooper, it's not a chance.
He's not going to find a way in the team, is he?
No chance. Yeah. Forest fans thought, when he was on loan to Almeria last season, like I said, he didn't even play good for them. It wasn't even great for him. And Forest fans assuming, he's going to come back under new management.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a different new Gian Carvalho, and no, and it's frustrating, and it's difficult with Gian Carvalho not setting the heights. But like I said, the price tag is not his fault.
Yeah,
it just hasn't been up for it. So yeah,
but I mean the price tag is what it is, and now looking at his valuation, at least according to Transfermarkt, we're looking at a player that's worth 2.2 million euro now, whose contract is ending 2023, so next season. He's got another year left. So I mean, you alluded to this earlier on, and okay, let's state the obvious things now and be clear about it. When we talk about transfer fees and whether something's a transfer and whether it's a loan, when it has to do with Olympiacos and Nottingham Forest, let's just say it's an undisclosed fee or whatever it is.
There's been a 10 million. We'll take 10 million for him. Olympiacos, yeah. we'll take 20 million for him. We'll take it.
Let's give a call to the president now and ask him, like, just
yeah, just call him, Mr. Makranakis. Can we have some 20 million for your man? We'll take him. Something about that's disgraceful, man.
But do you think this is one of those things where, I mean, for the owner of the clubs, yeah, is one of those things where he's balancing the books? Like, you guys, like you said, you're looking to possibly make some transfers, bring in some reinforcements to help you push for a promotion spot.
Yeah, it's 100%. Because like I said, we've got manager that's come in, and he wants to bring his own ideas. And then, let's say we brought two quality players. Three quality players. We kept one. We want to buy two more, but with the FFP, that will always try and get to us. But we've got to balance the books. And if we can get, I don't know, a few pennies for Zhao, to get these two extra players, then why not get to playoffs at least? But whatever. If Mr. Marinakis can give us at least 20 million for Jacob Valley, he's worth it. He's worth it. And give it 20 million, and then we can balance the box.
Well, I'm not too encouraged with what you've said. But again, I think both our clubs, they're clubs that appreciate players that play with passion, that put that extra work rate. Maybe a fresh start will do him good. There's a Portuguese manager at the club. There are more Portuguese speaking players here. He might be suited to the culture more. I don't know. But yeah, if you're saying that this is a guy that doesn't really like to press high up the pitch. I mean, we didn't talk about that. Does he press? Does he press as a number 10, or is he lazy?
Sometimes he will, but no. Okay. And that's it. Some Forest fans might disagree, and that's fine. But no. The thing about Jack Cavalli, like, people like, especially the young generation, because his name is Jacob Carvalho. That's how everyone says. But he doesn't make me say it because he doesn't do nothing. And you've got to work hard. And this is why the past Forest managers have not played him. So I don't know. I want, you know what? Like I said, I want him to do well for Olympiacos. But
if he comes over here and he has a belter, you know, you guys will be screaming at the end of the season about, you know, bring him back. And
not me. I won't. Yeah. I won't. But I don't know. Where's Dez? Where are you, Dez? Dez is more. There's Forest fans like.
Dez isn't here, so but what would Dez say about João Carvalho? He's your mate.
Dez will be more blunt. I'm on the fence.
More what?
Blunt. More blunt. Like, it'd be more honestly. Like, with me, I'm being honest about João Carvalho, but Forest fans are like, I'm this. Yeah. Dez is like this, further down.
Yeah.
And
so he's like, get rid.
Yeah. I want him to do well at Olympiacos. I personally don't think he'll start for Olympiacos. And that's my honest opinion on him.
I mean, we've also got a manager that whenever we bring new players in, it's very rare that he'll throw someone into a starting lineup, you know, after signing. Like, if we do sign him, I won't be surprised to see him not play until February, to be quite honest. But again, like, there is a lack in that position for us, creatively speaking. We're relying on a 37 going 38 year old Mathieu Valbuena to do anything creative from a set piece or, you know, a cross from outside the box into one of the strikers. And it's just, you can't rely on a 37, 38-year-old starter, like a wonderful player. He's played more than 40 games for the French national team. But it's just, you can't rely on that anymore. So anyway, we'll see. I appreciate your insights on João Carvalho. I do want to ask you, like, more generally about, you know, how things are going in Forest, and how do you see the Marinakis era so far? Do you think that he can take, do you still think that he can take you back to the Premiership? He did say when he joined not to expect immediate results. Are the fans running out of patience? Like, what's the vibe at Forest right now?
Well, let me be honest, right? With Marinakis, like, he's pumped in loads of money at Forest, so you can't blame the guy. And but the problem was, as you all know, Yanis, the Forest CEO, he was the problem. Because I don't know if you know, two seasons ago, like, we sold Matty Cash to Aston Villa for 16 million.
Great player.
Yep. And with Yanis, and Forest fans' comments, if you definitely know, he was toxic at Forest. He wasn't get along with Forest fans at all. And I think now he's back at Olympiacos now. I've done it for years. That's what I'm saying. He's back at Olympiacos. Is he not back there?
He doesn't appear in any of the ecosystem, like, with us now. So I have no idea.
Well, we were told, like, because he was our CEO. And now, because he's still a director at Forest, but he's not the CEO anymore. We've got a new CEO called Dane Murphy. He's successful at his other clubs, and he's done a 10 times better job than Yanis, bringing players in, young players, hungry players that can play for the club. And thing with Yanis was buying players who's already done it. Who's paying so much wages for a player, like a 32-year-old, who's getting 35k. And Forest fans thinking, why are you doing that, Yanis? Why are you doing that? Like, you don't need that. And I think his Forest fans wasn't happy with Marinakis. Like I said, Marinakis is pumped in so much money at Forest. And we just, all Forest fans are saying, we don't need Yanis. Get rid of him. And it's happened. Murphy's come in. We put in Steve Cooper to replace Hutton, and the season's changed. And now this transfer window is open, and we've done our business earlier. And this is strange for Forest. We never do things earlier. We always do that end of the transfer window. This transfer window is important. And now, I would like to touch on Carvalho again. I think with João Carvalho possibly going to Olympiacos, that will free up funds for Marinakis to get this. I think we might need one or two players to push us up the league. Because, like I said, Steve Cooper, as Olympiacos fans will know, he's been fantastic for us. But it's not over yet. It's not over.
And what, like 9-10 points, I think, from the playoff spot?
We're not far away from it. But,
and you're at the halfway point as well.
Halfway point. But like, this transfer window is important. And I think with Marinakis, like I said, he's pumped in so much money for Forest, and hopefully from now to the end of the season, we can get in the top six. That's what we want, man. But it's going to be hard, because other clubs like, there's teams like Fulham, Bournemouth, Blackburn, big clubs as well. So if it's not this season, maybe next season. But right now, we're doing fantastic. So only we can see what will happen.
Well, we hope it continues. You have at least 5 million out of the 10 million population of Greece rooting for you.
Yeah, all you Olympiacos fans, subscribe to Doran Tom, man. That's what I want. I know there's a few Olympiacos in my comments, but yeah, Doran Tom, it's here. I think it's here.
It's underneath. If you look in the description, you'll find all the information, the links to Mr. Dawes' YouTube channel. You can get all your news about what's going on. at Nottingham Forest if you follow his channel.
And you'll be on my channel when it's official confirmed, won't it?
I hope so, mate. I hope so. Let's, you know, you never know with transfers. Like, you can sign like top player, and just, you know, no chemistry with the team for one reason or another, it doesn't work. And then it could be one that you're not expecting anything from, and you get a lot more. And that's actually a perfect example. We've seen that this season. We bought in a player from Lille, from the French champions, from their academy, an African player from Guinea called Aguibou Camara. It was, I think we paid 120,000 for him, just like, so that they would let him go. His contract was ending. I think we paid like one of those fees for like youth training academy or whatever it is.
Mm.
Now Liverpool, Arsenal, whoever, like all the big clubs across Europe are looking at him. And he was supposed to go and play for our B team. And now he's our starting number 10 now. So,
okay.
So you don't know. It's, you know, what you're saying about Carvalho might not sound so encouraging, but you just never know with these
things. I'm just being honest. That's what I'm saying. I'm just being honest. But there's nothing I can say about. Like I said, he's a good bloke, Jack Carvalho, off the pitch. He, like, he'll talk to fans. Don't get me wrong, he'll talk to fans and in chat with everyone. But, yeah, it's just
what he does on the pitch. What he does on the pitch, though.
Yeah, it's what he does on the pitch. But like I said, for me, Forest, some Forest fans might disagree with me, but that's fine. That's fine. And it just hasn't been him. That's all I can say. Fine.
All right, mate. Is there anything else you want to say? Like, anything you might want to ask us since you're on the channel?
Let me see. Like, I know, like I said, you... Which Forest fans want to know, right? What do, like, I know Mavrinakis, he doesn't, like, really promote Forest on his social medias, but what's the vibe like in Greece? Like, do Olympiakos want Forest to do well? I know when I went to Olympiakos, when Forest played him, there was fine about it, but some fans hate it because some people say Mavrinakis cares more about Forest than Olympiakos. But I disagree. I think he's more focused on Olympiakos than Forest, but What's your opinion on it?
I think Marinakis is first and foremost a businessman. And clearly he loves Olympiakos. Like, it's in his veins. Like, it's in his family. So I think Olympiakos for him will always be number one. I think as a business investment, he wanted to venture into something in the UK, Nottingham Forest being a historic club, red and white as well. He's invested a lot of money, like you said, in the club. I hear there are talks about a stadium, stadium expansion as well. So.
Yeah, we're trying to smash down the main stand and improve it. Like that might happen. That might happen 2 years ago, or 3 years ago. But there was issues around local area.
There was
issues, but hopefully, I think it should happen. Announce it soon to confirm that it can happen. But like I said, Marinakis, he's put so much money into Forest and that, and hopefully this new main stand can be done before we get to Premier League.
Yeah, look, like I said. I think Nottingham Forest was a smart investment for him. It shows that he has drive and ambition to take a project like this and get Nottingham Forest back to where they belong. Nottingham Forest has a huge name historically in Greece. If you talk to any football fans, like, okay, maybe not ones that are like under 20, but like anyone over 25, like that knows a thing or two about football, knows who Nottingham Forest are. Even if you've been playing in the Championship since Pierre Van Hooijdonk was your striker. What I remember from back in the day, Stan Collymore or whatever.
Stan Collymore, legend.
From any of the older people that are following this stream today, Stan Collymore, Pierre Van Hooijdonk. Peter Beardsley, did he play for Forest? Or was that?
No.
My bad. Anyway.
Yeah.
I think, like I said, primarily business project for Marinakis. It's a pride thing for him as well. Like, I mean, if he manages to get Nottingham Forest back into the Premier League, that's huge. That's hopefully huge for him, like both in terms of pride, but financially as well. Like, it's massive. And for the fans, like from the fans' perspective, I think Olympiacos fans love it that we have a chairman that's also owning a championship team that wears the same colours, you know? I think, like, we love it.
Yeah, I think that's it. Like, when I went to Olympiacos, when we know, like, before the game, there's quite a lot of Olympiacos fans, like, it was happy to see us. And, like I said, I've got a vlog about it as well, and it was so great for seeing all the Olympiacos fans. Talking as well to him. I think I was on the channel. What's the Olympiacos channel? Is it something sports? I think it is. I don't know what it is now. Me and my mate was on their channel before the game. So I don't know what it was now. Some channel.
But, you'll have to send that to me.
I will send it to you. It was mad. It was really good. But I loved it out there. And hopefully I can come there again. But like I love the food there. And the stadium. I've got Olympiacos top as well. I should have worn it, shouldn't I?
Next time.
Yeah, next time.
When Carvalho signs.
I'll wear it next time. But yeah, I'm definitely come back to Olympiacos when if Boris play him or not.
Yeah, mate. No, we'd be like delighted to have you back and delighted to see Forest come back to Karaiskagi as well for another rematch. That was a good beginning.
We'll beat you this time.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, that season, it was a good start. Like that game, and then it went on to be like that season was, I think, the best season we've had under this manager. So we need to make it an annual thing and see if it kind of sets us on the right course. But no jokes aside, thanks very much for making the time to come on the show. And
Thanks for having me on.
Let's be in touch. Don't forget, guys, if you want to check out more about Nottingham Forest, like, have a look in the description. You'll find all the information you need about Mr. Door and subscribe to his channel. Mate, thanks a lot. See you next time.
Right, peace and love. Thank you very much.
Bye. That's it, guys. So you heard the insights from Nottingham Forest fan, that's Mr. Door. Not sure how encouraged I am, but like I said earlier, I mean, you never know with transfers, they can go one way or another. What we have heard, like I said earlier in the show, according to our sources, this player, João Carvalho, set to sign for the club this week. Keep it locked, keep eyes and ears open. We expect some news very soon on that story. Otherwise, we have one more piece of transfer news for you that relates to Vasilis Zagaridis, former Panathinaikos left-back. He got in a disagreement about the renewal of his contract with Panathinaikos about a year ago, and that left him to move to Parma in Italy, and he has not been playing much, if at all, at Parma, and he's looking for a new home. Vasilis Zagaridis appears to be the number one choice to act as cover for Oleg Rybchuk. That story is back in the headlines. There have been a lot of names for left back. Mauasa, who was touted in the summer, also another name that we've heard. We've heard a Georgian international left back. The media were saying, Martins is not sure about Zagaridis. Today it seems that's what we're going for. So that's all we've got time for today, guys. Make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. Make sure you don't miss another episode of Gate 7 International by the fans, for the fans. Thank you if you've made it this far. Keep it locked. I know Ari promised. He promised to have a deep dive for you on new signing Fadiga. That's coming up soon, and a lot more content. Stay locked, subscribe. See you next time.
You just listened to an episode of the Gate 7 International Podcast, a podcast connecting Olympiacos fans from Brussels to Tokyo, from Toronto to Geneva. We are four Olympiacos fans from every corner of the world, bringing you news and interviews of the team you love in English. With new episodes twice a week, you will never miss out on the latest updates and stories of the team you love. If you liked what you heard, make sure to follow us on social media at Gate7INTL. Give us a subscribe on YouTube or even leave a review on all our podcast channels. Until next time, this is our team, our city, and our story. Thrilos ise. Στο μυαλό κάτι μαγικό.